Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, something a little different. We'll talk to one of the creators of the Clearwater Clues Medallion Hunts, with the latest hunt starting the day after Christmas, December 26th, and running through January 2nd in Eau Claire. And also, our guest talks with us about some sports Bible studies he's put together. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for being with us. I sat down recently with Andy Brown. He's a 24-year teacher, and he also is one of the creators of the Clearwater Clues Medallion Hunts. And these particular hunts are three free, family-friendly events around the Chippewa Valley each year, the latest of which is coming up the day after Christmas. And I began by asking him about this latest one and the history of it.
Well, actually, this has been going on in a roundabout way since COVID. It started as the COVID Clues hunt, where me and a few friends who are teachers were looking for a way to get out of the house. We started doing some walks around town, and in those walks, we discovered a number of historical signs and landmarks, and we turned it into some walking routes and like some trivia things, and then that morphed into one of the years we hit a medallion with the hunts. And people really liked that portion of it. So it's morphed into the Clearwater Clues Medallion Hunt. And we do three hunts. We do one in the winter, and then we do two in the summer. One in the summer is called the Then Medallion Hunt, focusing a little bit more on further back history of the Chippewa Valley. And then one's called the Now, which focuses a little bit more on the now. And then the winter one is just for some fun to get people outdoors amongst our Wisconsin winter.
Wow. It sounds like a lot of work. What goes into all this?
Myself and a couple of the other creators are enjoy history. One of them is actually a history teacher at Eau Claire Memorial. The other one has actually done our hunts and discovered the medallion a couple of times. So he's decided to join the team as a creator.
But Ken Jennings becomes the host, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. And so we decide on what we think would be a good hiding spot. That's kind of where we kind of work from back forward a little bit, and we usually choose 3 to 5 like hiding spots and then go check them out and start to talk through how could we get them to this location. And then we've created quite a bank of like pictures and resources through like a Google Drive of all the like landmark commission and waterway plaques and like historical landmarks around Eau Claire, Halley, Chippewa Falls, all sorts of places. You know, a lot of them have mainly centered around Eau Claire because that's where we started, but we've started to expand a little bit, and then we start to put together like how are we going to get them to this spot and where are we going to take them to get them there.
You work, it's I think, in conjunction with the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour.
We've worked with Visit Eau Claire and now the Eau Claire Sculpture Tour, and even the Chippewa Valley Museum is a big supporter of ours too. They always help us check our clues. They give us ideas for places to hide it or to get information or historical stuff from. And so they've been a big help to us as well. Not all the clues or even the medallion's hiding spot will be from Eau Claire Sculpture Tour things, but we will now, moving forward, incorporate some of the clues from the sculptures that are around town and around the Chippewa Valley.
So how many clues do you have to find along the way before you would finally find the medallion?
So we usually run each hunt for a week to 10 days, depending on. And so there'll be a clue stanza released the day. That clue stanza will get you to a historical or significant location around town. And then usually the last line of the stanza will tell you, okay, now that you've made it to this historical or significant location, here's the clue. And then you start to put those together. The last couple of years, we've turned some of them into a game. Like last summer, one of the ones is called the Schlegelmilch Scramble, where they got a letter each day, and then they had to kind of unscramble the letters to find the location. There's some different ones coming up where they've got to piece clues together and put them kind of in a row to look for things. And so if they put it all together and find the hiding spot, and find the medallion. We have local businesses that have donated. We also have gotten local sponsors to give us money that we can then go out and buy some local prizes to help support local businesses and get people into their businesses. And so it's It's become a lot of fun.
What have you heard back from people who take part?
Lots of positive things. Like a lot of the people that have even found the medallion or won some of the prize packages, because we keep releasing the clues all the way through. So there's the kind of grand prize pack if you find the medallion, but there's a second finder prize pack. And then anybody else that finds the location after that goes into a raffle for local prizes and gift cards. And a lot of people have said the prizes are fun, the prizes are great, but really learning about the Chippewa Valley's history, getting out and doing something as a family or as a group of friends outdoors has been really fun. They just really, the majority of people have really commented on the challenge of finding it and just having fun with family and friends.
I guess you can't go wrong. I mean, you got this kind of the triple threat here. It's free, it's family friendly, and it's educational. And that, you know, you can't just, you're the longtime teacher, 24 years, but I mean, the idea that, you know, you don't lead with the education part, right? I mean, you just kind of the fun part. So,
yeah. Our goal is to, our motto is learn history, support local, have fun. We want families and friend groups to get out there and have fun, to learn something about the Chippewa Valley that they haven't before. That's really got us motivated early on in the process. And then a chance through the prize packages and some of the local sponsors to go and support a local entity as well.
So this is coming up December 26th through January 2nd. So some of the veterans of the Winter Medallion Hunt or the Clearwater Clues Medallion Hunt, they'll already be familiar with what to do. But what about newcomers who are hearing about this and say, hey, we're in and around the Chippewa Valley. How do we take part?
Yeah, so we release the clues daily at 10:30 a.m. on our Facebook page. And that is just Facebook and then at Clearwater Clues for that. And so the stanza will get released. Again, you read the stanza to help you get to a historical or significant location. You find the clue at that location. And then throughout the week, you piece the clues together and try to go find the medallion. We're always open for questions through Facebook Messenger. We have a Facebook account to post the clues, but also field questions or talk to people who think or when they found the medallion. I'm with that.
Do you have a favorite week? I mean, this one sets up real well because kids are off of school. A lot of parents may be for the holidays, December 26th through January 2nd. So,
yeah, with the winter one, we've tried to do it what works around our schedule as the planners and a group of educators and people who have some time off. But also, yes, we thought this would present a family-friendly thing to do because, like, even if somebody, like, missed the first clue on the 26th, but then could dive in on the 27th, 28th, and moving forward, it would be a fun thing for families and groups of friends around the holidays to go out and do.
Have you guys ever stumped them completely where nobody came up with it?
Close. We've gotten kind of down to the last day once, but on average, a lot of the hunt has gone like 4, 5, 6 days. So somebody finds the actual medallion, but again, it'll run all the way through. Because after the medallion is found, we put a little sticker where the medallion was that says you found the medallion hiding spot.
Gotcha.
So families can keep learning the history, keep having fun. And then there is a second finder prize and then a raffle that will happen for anybody else that finds it after that.
So as things wind down near the end, I mean, it released, let's say, 10:30 on January 2nd. Kind of the race is really on, I imagine, huh?
Yep. And the clue on the second is, you know, kind of a bonus, like, hey, we've stumped you for 7 days. Let's narrow it in a little bit and stuff like that. And so we hope people will get out and try to find a new location around town.
Terrific. All right. It's the Clearwater Clues Medallion Hunt, the Winter Medallion Hunt. And again, probably to learn more, go to that Facebook page, right?
Yeah. Facebook and then at Clearwater Clues. With that, and you can search up Clearwater Clues Medallion Hunt and find it pretty easy as well. But 10:30 every day, that's where the clues stanzas will be dropped. And good luck.
Again, if you go to facebook.com/Clearwater Clues, that's facebook.com/Clearwater Clues, and you'll see their presence there, the Clearwater Clues Medallion Hunt, talking about December 26th through January 2nd, and the theme for this year's hunt will be I Spy. So stay tuned to the page in these coming days for more details. And again, connecting with Chippewa Valley Museum, visit Eau Claire and the sculpture tour Eau Claire. So We continued on with Andy Brown talking about some of his sports Bible studies that he's got available. Tell us about your involvement with the Eau Claire Express over the years.
Sure. Yeah, I've been involved a majority of my adult life with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I had some good roommates, Matthew Books and Matt Allen, when I was in college, invite me to and get me involved in that organization, and then got to know the likes of Mark Hall and Butch Preston and Keith Tompkins and some of those guys. And at the time, Butch, for a couple of summers, and Mark a little bit, were getting involved with Dale Varsho and the Eau Claire Express, and how could they come be a part of that team. And it kind of started as, like, whenever they had a Sunday home game, they'd do a little short chapel for the players, and that rolled into Butch and Diane inviting people over to their house for lunches to do some Bible study. And then when they mentioned it to me, Keith Tompkins was getting involved, and so it was Butch and Diane and Keith and myself that would a lot of times meet either at Keith and Terry's house or Butch and Diane's house. And then eventually, because involvement in their lives and their own families and stuff like that, they it just kind of naturally morphed over to me. So I've been running the FCA Express Ministry for over 10 seasons now. It's morphed into, we look at their home schedule, Dale and I do. We tried to start it at first, like, let's meet every Tuesday, but then there was one season where they literally were home like two Tuesdays. And so now we've looked at their schedule and, like, maybe they're home for a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so then we choose the middle date and meet on a Friday. But they usually have to be to the park about 3:30, 4 o'clock. So we tend to meet about 1 o'clock and have lunch together. I get some local businesses that will donate some lunches, or I get some people that are just FCA supporters of the ministry, and then we use those funds to make or buy meals. And so we just have some fellowship together and have a meal together and just talk baseball and talk life. And then we've always done like a sports-based Bible study together. And for years, those would just come from Mark Hall or Butch at the FCA office. And then I always ask those guys, like, is there like a specific baseball book that we would go on? A lot of the baseball ones we found were like former Major League Baseball players that would write like a memoir. And they were good books, but it was just, I wasn't prepared to like give these college kids in the summer like a 300-page like memoir novel and try to break it down and stuff like that. And so I came up with the idea with some local coaches that I was working with in a FCA coaches Bible study. And we put together a book called Playing for Jesus, Hitting for the Cycle, and kind of played into the different terms of baseball and stuff like that. And so for the last three summers, I've used different versions of Playing for Jesus, Hitting for the Cycle with the Express guys. And the last two summers, it's really taken off. I know some of these players have taken the book back to their coaches. I had one just call me a couple months ago that him and his head coach were leading a baseball Bible study on their campus and using the book. And so that was really neat and powerful to hear. And
absolutely. And so you've expanded it out. It started with Playing for Jesus baseball, but there's other sports, and you've been hard at work in creating studies for other sports.
Yeah, first, I'm very thankful for a group of local coaches that I've had connections with and formed relationships with over the last 10, 15, 20 years through FCA that I've reached out to. Every book that's written has my basic ideas, but then really sit down and like, hey, does this make sense to tag it to soccer, to football? Like in high school, I was a football, basketball, baseball player. I've played golf my whole life and stuff like that. So some of those were a little bit easier to write, but then getting into books like cross country, and there's some other ones that have come along with like basketball, volleyball, golf. There's a softball one in the works, and even a good friend of mine, Mike Poplinski, who's a former Olympic curler, we're working on starting up a curling book with that, and then we'll see where it expands from there. But right now in publication is the baseball book, Hitting for the Cycle, Playing for Jesus Touchdown, a football Bible study, and then Playing for Jesus Golden Goal, a soccer Bible study. The other ones had started to be written or were written, and then we kind of switched to play off the Playing for Jesus. Each lesson is broken down into PLAY, which stands for Read and Study a Bible Passage or Story, related to the chapter topic. Learn, we break down the lesson from the Bible passage or story, and what truth did you learn from that. Application, how do you apply that Bible passage or story to your sport and then to your life? And then the last section is always yield and pray. We respond to the Bible passage or story, and what do we need to yield to God or pray about related to that story, that topic, or to our sport or our life.
I love it. That's fantastic. And there's no limit to it. So congratulations for taking what was that great ministry opportunity that you've been with for more than a decade with the Express, and then seeing that continue to expand out. That Express opportunity, that is fantastic too, because you got different players coming every year, right? For the most part.
Yeah. I mean, every year.
Talk about the mission field coming to you.
Right. Yeah. It's really a neat thing. And again, I give a lot of credit to Mark and Butch and Keith for getting it going. And
those are all Hall of Famers right there.
Yeah, Hall of Famers. Yep. And then just, you know, entrusting it, you know, for me to carry it on. And I've always been a huge baseball enthusiast. I coached the game of baseball at Eau Claire North for a number of years. I played baseball growing up. I've seen a live baseball game in all Major League Baseball parks. Hmm. It's one of my life goals.
Cool.
And accomplished that about 4 or 5 years ago. And so I love a lot of sports, but baseball is the real passion of mine.
So these books are available. I mean, this is, people are hearing this the Sunday before Christmas Eve, 8 days before Christmas. Where can people get these if they want, you know, as gifts or also for themselves or maybe for small groups?
Yeah. Couple of things. There is a website. It's playingforjesusministry.com is a website that I've created and have just some general synopsis information about the ministry, but about each book. Then on that website, the books that are available have links to Amazon. You can buy them through Amazon. So you can either go to Amazon and search for Playing for Jesus Touchdown or Playing for Jesus Hitting for the Cycle or Playing for Jesus Golden Goal. Again, baseball, football, soccer are the three in print right now, and hopefully others to be released soon. And then as others get released, they'll be linked on that website or on Amazon as well. But, yeah, if you want to reach out and connect with me, one of my dreams for the future is that as hopefully these books become more popular, that I could help some groups lead some, like, small studies like I do with the Express. I would love to dabble into other sports and lead some high school, collegiate level, whatever, you know, football, Bible studies, soccer, whatever that might look like.
Terrific. Fantastic. Andy, both of these, the Medallion Hunt, the Playing for Jesus material, outstanding stuff. So, and working with the Express, so keep up the good work. Exciting what you've done and going forward. So.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Both have been a lot of fun, and I look forward to where they continue to grow.
Andy Brown, speaking from his role as a chaplain for the Eau Claire Express and a writer of many and varied sports Bible studies, which are really terrific. In fact, message me if you're interested in a copy of the Playing for Jesus football Bible study. I have two of those and two of the Playing for Jesus soccer Bible studies. And first come, first serve, just message me on our listener line, 715-396-1670. You could pick those up even in time for Christmas if you've got somebody you'd like to include that as a stocking stuffer. Also, don't forget about the Clearwater Clues Winter Medallion Hunt starting December 26th. Learn more at facebook.com/Clearwater Clues. Take part in that. It's going to be a great time, great exercise, lots of fun and learning, and maybe even winning some prizes. That does it for this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson.